A new Westminster city councillor said he is at a loss for words, 3 weeks after a snowstorm stranded motorists on bridges and highways overnight throughout the Lower Mainland. Another snowstorm arrived Sunday morning and it forced crews in North Vancouver to temporarily shut down the bottom of the upper levels highways cut due to numerous spun-out vehicles. "It's not like we didn't see this coming," said Cowan. Daniel Fontaine of the New West Progressives. "And we still don't have answers as to why this keeps happening. Can we please get all the major players in a room to discuss?" After the November 29 storm, Fontaine called for a regional snow summit with provincial, regional and municipal officials to determine what went wrong and find ways to improve preparation and response. That meeting hasn't happened yet, but new Metro Vancouver chair and Delta mayor George Harvey has called on the government to review its highways maintenance contracts. The November 29 snowstorm led to 3,600 crash and or injury claims to ICBC, 94% more than the Tuesday of the previous week. Weather chaser Brad Acheson tweeted a video that he shot around 7:45 a.m. Sunday from the bottom of the cut, driving westbound. Alex Fraser, Petullo, Bridges, Massey Tunnel, all you had it really bad on that Tuesday, November 29. Now it hit the North Shore, Acheson said on his video. "There are so many spun-out cars, I lost count. All-wheel drive and snow tires, and I am struggling." Nearly 3 hours later, the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure issued a statement that warned motorists of Highway 1 detours and closures through North Vancouver while highway maintenance crews and police deal with disabled cars and trucks. Tow trucks are restoring access, while the ministry's maintenance contractor continues to treat Highway 1 with abrasives. Drivers with vehicles not properly equipped with winter tires should avoid this section of Highway 1. The ministry also advised drivers to assist crews by moving over safely when they see an approaching vehicle displaying an amber light. This allows maintenance crews to clear the snow and improve road conditions to reduce hazards for drivers and help them get home safely. Miller Capilano Highway Services Limited holds the highway maintenance contract for Service Area 4, which includes North and West Vancouver. It did not immediately respond for comment. The cut and surroundings were part of a $200 million upgrade finished last summer. The latest snowfall warning issued by Environment Canada, at 4:59 a.m. Sunday, called for 5 to 10 centimeters of snow in Metro Vancouver through the afternoon due to an Arctic front, with wind chills as low as minus 10 Celsius by late Sunday afternoon. Due to the rapid cooling through the day due to the Arctic front, wet exposed surfaces on roads and sidewalks could freeze rapidly and become hazardous. "Exercise extra caution if out driving or walking," said the weather warning. The change in weather was already predicted Friday, when the Ministry of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness urged British Columbians to prepare for colder than normal temperatures and snow beginning Saturday. The Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure's maintenance contractors will be treating provincial roads with brine and winter abrasives in advance of any precipitation. "They will be ready to manage any accumulations of snow," said the statement. "Drivers can do their part by planning ahead. If weather conditions worsen, drivers should stay off the road, and if they have to travel, ensure their vehicle is properly equipped with snow tires." The ministry also suggested drivers check forecasts before traveling, be ready with a full tank of fuel and carry a winter survival kit, including a windshield scraper, snowbrush, flashlight with extra batteries, first aid supplies, blanket, drinking water and non-perishable food.